But I popped them wide open and I jumped up on the bed with my knees. And I said, I got right up on her. I said, hey, girl, your boys are here. I said, we just love you. And I had a little fun and I realized I was being lighthearted for my son because he never saw anybody on ICU, let alone his mother. And I said, listen, we just had to run to the grocery store. I said, you've been in this nap long enough. You got to come out of this nap. I said, we just went to the grocery store and it was pitiful. I said, we need you. And I said, and tomorrow morning he's talking about me ironing a shirt. And I said, girl, you've got to wake up. Now is fine. So I'm chuckling and laughing. My son told me later, he said, Dad, that was so real coming out of your heart. You were just talking to her like she is normal. He said, and I realized that you were doing that and it was God helping me. Because he said, if I'd have walked in that room, all I could see is that. Now he was a child being real, revealing something. What you see is what determines you. When you walk in that room, what you see is the platform from which you come from. Come on, I hope I'm making sense. If those tubes and her appearance is what's moving you, how are you ever going to pray in authority and power? If that's all you can see. You say, but Dan, that's the reality of her situation. And this is the reality of God. And if this is all I can see, I'm in a good place. So I prayed in Jesus' name and spoke life and breathed down over her head. And of course, you're expecting her to just pop up. I saw four or five people come out of comas praying for them where they just popped up. It's fun. It really goes through you. So I wanted my wife to just pop up and she just laid there like nothing happened. Still breathing on the machine. And I looked at my boy. I said, thanks for coming. I said, man, that's awesome. The right to speak life. I said, I'll take you home, son. I know you got some things. Da, 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 da. We get in the car and I said, listen, how'd you feel at school today? Bummed out. He said, I felt like I was just going to never see mom again, just have a mom that's just kind of there. He was sharing his heart. And I said, so you were bummed out? I said, not anymore, all right? I said, because Jesus is Lord and he's got this thing. He said, you're right, Dad. I'm okay. I said, attaboy. We take off. I go back to the hospital. I'm sitting in the windowsill. The neurosurgeon came in. He's saying, you know, this and that. And these little twitches mean nothing, and da-da-da. And he says something about being a child. He said, but I'll tell you, if she would ever just open her eyes, we're looking for something nominal, something big. Like if she would just open her eyes, he said, that would be the big one. And I'm sitting there like a little kid thinking, it'd be like you guys. How long have you been married? 19 years. So you've seen her eyes open plenty of times. You've seen them closed a few, but you've seen them open all the time, right? So I'm sitting there thinking, open your eyes. My gosh, you're just open your eyes. I'm not thinking brain damage. I'm just thinking, I've seen Kimmy open her eyes a million times. Just open your eyes. It's just simple. Just open your eyes. That's how childlike I'm thinking in the windowsill. And he's like talking and her mom was there and sisters and they're talking and she twitched, her pinky moved. And he said, none of that means nothing. And he said, I understand you're trying to draw hope from these things, but da, 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 da. I'm just sitting in the windowsill and I'm thinking, just open your eyes. Kimmy, that's simple. Hello. And she's laying there and she goes, just opens her eyes right up. It's too cool. I jumped off the windowsill and I'm pretty aggressive and overwhelming. I leaped up on the bed and said, hey girl, we've been waiting for you. And she went right back out again. I was like, oh God. And I'm so happy she opens her eyes. I just know God's on this thing. I went home and I slept like a baby, literally. Woke up, and the Lord said, today's a day of great increase. Go in and see your honey. I went in. There's my precious wife sitting up, unhooked, totally awake. Now I'm talking that from experience.